Hi there. The word for you today is set boundaries. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 25, Paul writes, its parts, he's speaking of the church, which is a picture of the body. Its parts should have equal concern for each other. Now, when you buy a house, you need clearly marked boundary lines to let you know what's yours and what's not. Good boundaries make good neighbors. The Bible says in Proverbs 25:17, seldom set foot in your neighbor's house. Too much of you and they will hate you. So, how close is too close? Well, let's look at three kinds of boundaries we establish between ourselves and others. Okay, first, rigid boundaries. These are designed to keep others at arm's length and protect your private, sometimes self-absorbed world. Without saying a word, your attitude says, keep out, trespassers will be prosecuted. Why do we create such boundaries? In a word, fear. We fear being known and controlled and hurt, or we fear feeling inadequate and inferior. And a rigidity actually prevents the intimacy we seek. Our unwillingness to be vulnerable or to compromise leaves us defensive, isolated, and loneliness. Closeness and intimacy are things we long for, yet we fear and avoid them. We think, you can't hurt me if I keep you at a safe distance. But it doesn't work. God designed us to share life's victories and defeats, not to live in isolation. That's why Paul writes, let me quote it again, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 25, have equal concern for each other. If one part or person suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part or person is honored, every part rejoices with it. Rigid boundaries rob you of such life-enriching relationships. So what's the answer, you ask? In a word, reach out. You were created to give to others and to receive back what they have to give to you. In giving, you are fulfilled, and in receiving, you are made complete. And you know what? Anything less is just existing.